Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to the Angel Radio Network, enlightening the world, one radio show at a time.
Welcome to the Divine Connector with host April Reynolds here on the Angel Radio Network, changing the world by enlightening the world, one radio show at a time. And now, here's author, coach, angel therapy practitioner, CEO and founder of the Angel Radio Network, April Reynolds.
And hello, everyone. I am April Reynolds. Thanks so much for listening to the Angel Radio Network tonight. I wasn't going to be doing a show tonight, but I decided I would just do that just for fun. I've been a little under the weather, and I want to thank everybody for all the prayers and good vibes and everything sending my way. I do feel so much better, but I don't want to push it too much, so I'm going to just do something light and airy today and just let you all know that you can call in and do some angel readings with me. I'll be using my angel therapy card deck tonight. And if you're interested in receiving a reading, you can call 714-242-5256. And we're just going to breathe as I shuffle. What the angels have to say to us tonight. And the first card is visualize success. See yourself doing well in the situation and have faith in a positive outcome. So let's just take a moment to visualize success. You know, that's something that I have to do often as I am making major transitions in my life. And I have to take my mind and place it on the good things and on the things that will help me. And then the most important thing is to release that which I cannot control. Or, for example, there's a house that I am putting a contract on this week in by the beach where I've always wanted to live, and I'm so happy about it. I'm smiling. And if I just think about that house, then all the other problems go away. Obviously, there are other extenuating circumstances surrounding the purchase of a home and leaving another home behind and all that goes with the stress of moving. So I guess one of the things I should start doing is stop saying the word the stress of moving and then replace it with the joy of moving. So I'm visualizing success, and I'm visualizing it in a way that I would like to see it be completed. And I would encourage you to do the same thing. What's on your mind? What do you see yourself succeeding at doing? What would you like to see yourself succeeding at? What would be a fun and playful, joyful outcome of a situation that you currently are finding to be challenging? So let's just visualize on success. See yourself doing well and have faith in a positive outcome. things going really well. I mean, stranger things have happened. It could go really well, too. Right? It could go really well. Why is it that we choose, or I'll speak for myself, why is it that I choose to take the more dramatic, challenging, burdensome route of thinking and dealing with my problems or issues or challenges? Why don't I just tell myself it's going to be okay? I'm going to get through this. I've handled other challenges and I've survived them. It's not always going to be pretty, but it will work out one way or the other. It will work out. And regardless, you will handle the challenge. Because guess what? You have no choice but to handle the challenge. So give it over to the angels. Give it to God to handle. And embrace the light and the lightness and the happiness that awaits you. So that's card number one, visualize success. Just breathing better already. Next card is vacuum away fear. Call upon Archangel Michael and Raphael to lift fear-based energy from you, your surroundings, the situation, and everyone involved. Boy, that's the truth, right? When you're feeling overwhelmed. I've been sick the last couple of days, and it's been, you know, hard for me. There's been a special angel in my life who has really helped me, and her name is Karen, and she's just been an absolute angel to me, helping me to stay strong and to tell me that I will get through this. It's nice to have a human earth angel to tell you that you're going to be okay. But we are told all the time that we're not alone, that the angels are with us. I said today, yeah, but they're not going to sign the release form and they're not going to be able to drive me home from urgent care. Right, that's true. You still need to reach out and you have to have actual earth angel friends. But maybe fear of getting your feelings hurt is preventing you from having friends that you can call. Maybe fear of looking stupid or silly or being embarrassed by your life. Maybe you have a strong desire for perfection. Maybe the fear inside of you stops you from reaching out and asking for help. Archangel Michael and Raphael, I ask you to lift the fear-based energy from everyone who is hearing the sound of my voice, whether it's live or on archive, and that to change the surroundings of the situation and everyone involved so that no fear will be involved in the situation. I give it all my fear over to you. So we visualize success, and now we've vacuumed away fear. Let's see what else the angels want us to know tonight. Oh, this is really good. Okay, I love this. So we got the twin flame. This is from the Angel Therapy Oracle card deck. And the answer to your question involves a spiritually based romantic relationship. Romantic relationship. Well, that's really awesome. also for everyone who's thinking romance, it's apparently on the way. The twin flame that you seek, your soulmate, you'll have a spiritually based relationship with this person, and it can become romantic. I'm going to look that card up a little bit and read about that a little bit more, because someday I hope to have a spiritually based romantic relationship. Let's see, twin flame. Okay. You drew this card because your twin flame is intricately involved with the answer to your question. A twin flame is a romantic partner who originated from your spiritual soul group. That is, he or she is the one in terms of soulmate relationships. Often, twin flames incarnate together during their last lifetime on Earth. Wow, that's pretty romantic right there. After the reincarnation cycle has been completed and all karma has been balanced, until that lifetime, however, twin flames usually don't incarnate simultaneously, but instead volunteer to function as one another's spirit guides. Oh. So your twin flame could be guiding you from the other side, helping you with every area of your life, including romance, with a soulmate. Wow. Huh. So here's something you can do. Write a letter to your twin flame's guardian angels. Begin the letter with, "Dear guardian angels of my twin flame," and then express all of your feelings, thoughts, and questions about your love life. End the letter by asking the angels to prepare you to meet your twin flame or soulmate, and to also arrange this visit. You'll recognize your twin flame or soulmate immediately, and there won't be any doubt in your heart or mind when you're face to face with him or her. Have you had that experience? If so, I'd like to hear about it. 714-242-5256. I've never had that experience. It makes me feel kind of sad, but there is hope for that to be in the future. So I look forward to that, and I'm sure if you're also looking for your twin flame, this is really good action steps to take, and to write the letter and ask the angels to prepare you to meet your twin flame, and to ask them to actually arrange the visit. Wow. Asking your angels to arrange a visit with your soulmate. Sometimes the most basic information, it's such a simple request. It just really hits the spot there. So we have romance, vacuuming away fear, and visualizing success. By removing the fear, by visualizing success, you are able to get rid of the fear. And then you can attract and ask the angels to bring your twin flame to you. So it's like step by step. It's amazing. Every time I do cards, I'm always amazed. Always amazed. The angels are always amazing to me. So let's take a little break here, and we'll be right back.
Here at the Angel Radio Network, we love to hear from you during our shows. Discussion, questions, and sharing ideas makes this network what it is, an opportunity to change the world by enlightening the world one radio show at a time. If you'd like to participate in any of our live shows, please call 714-242-5256. That's 714-242-5256.
Are you a light worker, angel reader, intuitive, or energy worker? Would you like to receive training and coaching to teach you how to host your own internet radio show? Hi, I'm April Reynolds, the CEO and founder of the Angel Radio Network. If you've always wanted to have your own internet radio show, please contact me today at info@angelradionetwork.com to find out how you can have a show right here on the Angel Radio Network. We're changing the world by enlightening the world one radio show at a time.
Stay tuned. We'll be right back after a word from our sponsor.
I'm just looking at all the buttons up here and thinking, what song should I play? I feel like I want to just listen to some music tonight. Let's go with the House of Make-Believe by Diana Krall.
There is a man, he's warm and tender, he's not too tall. He's not too slender, and he's the warmest, kindest, sweetest man of all. In my house of make-believe, he brings me warm and tender kisses, a gentle smile, other blessings, and I just linger in his arms and stay there for a while. In my house of
You're listening to The Divine Connector with April Reynolds here on the Angel Radio Network. And now, back to the show.
Oh, this is April Reynolds. I almost forgot to take my mute button off. I can't tell you how many times I've recorded a radio show with my mute button on. It's not good. Nobody can hear me that way. Okay, so I'm taking calls tonight. I've rested for the last 2 days. I'm feeling so much better. And I saw a video today of my home, and I had a friend go and take a look at the home, and I'm super excited about it. I feel like it's my soulmate. Like, I'm seeing the best house I've ever had or ever wanted in my whole life, and it's beckoning me to come and get it. it's just 12 miles from the ocean, and I just love the water. I don't know what is with me. I've always been that way my whole life, and this really cool guy named Juan Carlos Soto called on a couple of nights ago, and he told me that maybe I was a mermaid. And I never even thought about that before, but it did remind me of something that happened when I was a child. I don't tell too many people this story because I don't think about it very much. And it's not like it's a secret, but I just, when I was a very, very little girl, like about a year old, we had a big pool in our backyard growing up, very big, like a big pool above the ground. And I began to drown. And I remember being completely at peace. And I don't know, I think I was a year, maybe at the most, I was 2 years old. I don't recall. I think it's one of my earliest memories. But I remember being under the water and that my brothers were supposed to be watching me. And, of course, they weren't. And because they were like 6 and 7 years old, so why are they in charge of a baby? You know, it does make you wonder. So anyway, eventually somebody yanked me out of the water, but I was never traumatized by it. I've always loved the water, and I've always found, look, just thinking about it, I breathe better. I always found it to be a place where I feel complete. You know? Does that make any sense? I don't know. There was a big tragedy in my family. I have three sons, and my middle son, when he was 18 years old, he died, and this was almost 13 years ago, and of course it was beyond devastating. I'm not sure why I'm telling you this story. But somebody gave me a gift of their condo at Myrtle Beach. And just standing on the balcony, looking at the ocean, I remember feeling like somewhere, somehow, that I would see my son again. Because I knew that that ocean meant the world was not invented by itself. And that God had to play a role in it. There has to be a higher power. And therefore we were always eternal. And that we always lived. And therefore we can never die. And then we can transition. But we will never die. So just staring from that balcony at the ocean made me feel so much better. And then I remember one night I went down to the pool and I went for a swim, and I was the only person in the pool. I think it was probably about 9 or 10 o'clock at night, and I just went by myself, and I just went for a swim. And it was like heaven for me. I just felt so good, so at peace to be in that water. And then lifting myself up enough to look at the ocean while I was in the swimming pool, and just staring at the ocean in the black of night, and how dark it gets at the beach. It's not like there's any street lights on the sand. And how bright the stars were, and just how blessed I felt. How that generous, generous gift that a friend gave to me of giving me her timeshare in Myrtle Beach, and letting me use that for a week. Just figure out what the heck had just happened to me, to lose my son, and how I might be able to find a way to go on and live, because I had two other sons to live for. So water has always been this place of refuge for me. And when people used to ask where I wanted to retire, I always said that I wanted to retire in Myrtle Beach, South Carolina. And my dream has come true, and that's exactly where I'll be retiring. And I say retire because I am retirement age. But I'm still an online entrepreneur and an angel card reader and an angel therapy practitioner and author and coach, and I won't be retiring from any of those things, but I'm of the age where someone can say they're retired. And I hope to be able to learn how to fish and go for swim and be on a boat. Just sit on the beach, go for a walk on the beach, and just drink in all the beauty that God has made available to all of us. And I thank you for listening to my story. And with that, I would like to encourage you to call into the show.
Here at the Angel Radio Network, we love to hear from you during our shows. Discussion, questions, and sharing ideas make this network what it is. An opportunity to change the world by enlightening the world one radio show at a time. If you'd like to participate in any of our live shows, please call 714-242-5256. That's 714-242-5256.
Yes, and I am April Reynolds, and this is the Angel Radio Network, and I'm playing some music and doing angel readings. If I get a caller tonight, I'd be happy to do a find out what the messages are from your angels, if you'd like to call in. Otherwise, I'm just going to play some music here, and here's Catherine McPhee, Beautiful.
Now and then I get insecure.
to the Angel Radio Network. Enlightening the world, one radio show at a time.
And welcome back. I'm April Reynolds. You're listening to the Angel Radio Network here. Gosh, you know, it's almost 1 o'clock in the morning here on the East Coast, and I am on Facebook. You can come to facebook.com/Angel Radio Network, and then you'll see in the middle of the page it says Highlights. Looks like you can't click it, but you can. You click on that, and you cursor down to Posts by Others. And that is the Facebook secret chat room for that business page. So you can post a question there. If you have a question for your angels, be happy to answer them, give you a reading. Or you can call in, and I will be happy to do that as well. Give you a reading. You can call in. Here's the number.
Here at the Angel Radio Network, we'd love to hear from you during our shows. Discussion, questions, and sharing ideas makes this network what it is. An opportunity to change the world by enlightening the world, one radio show at a time. If you'd like to participate in any of our live shows, please call 714-242-5256. That's 714-242-5256.
That's right. And also, you know, the Angel Radio Network has been going through a lot of transition, and it's coming back. Coming back strong. We are, you know, I am actively pursuing, looking for, accepting people who are interested in having their own radio show on the Angel Radio Network. You don't have to be an angel practitioner. You just have to be someone who wants to make the world a better place. So if you have any desire to host your own show, it's, you know, I can certainly train you how to do that, and there are video tutorials you can watch as well. And you can do this. It's a great way to up-level your business and to make some great connections with people and to be of service to the world as well. So you can contact me at April at aprilreynolds.com or info@angelradionetwork.com. Either one of those will be just fine. So I'm going to play a little more music. I'm waiting for some people to call in to get an angel reading, or if you'd just like to chat, maybe you're listening and you have something you'd like to promote or talk about that is something that would be beneficial to people on the Angel Radio Network, please feel free to give me a call at 714-242-5256. Kimberly Locke with A Dream is a Wish Your Heart Makes. Oh, hold on. Sometimes I just crack myself up because I'm like pushing buttons and doing so many things. So, hello, Juan Carlos Soto. Welcome to the show.
Hello, April. Thank you for having me.
Well, I'm so happy to have you call in here. It's really delightful because I met you a few nights ago on the air here, and you were so right on with your reading for me. And I listened to it the other day because I wanted to hear it all again, mm-hmm. and you were so spot on. And you know what? I decided to put a contract on that house by the ocean.
That's awesome. Yeah, I saw your little video. I think you posted a video, right?
I did.
It looks beautiful, by the way.
Thank you. I know it's not the Taj Mahal, but that's okay. It's perfect for me. And I love the house, and it's 12 miles from the ocean.
Oh, and that's awesome.
I know, right? It's just so exciting, this opportunity. Literally, I've been getting the dream comes true card for so long, and I kept thinking, well, which dream? You know, I have many dreams, like we all do, right? I'm greedy that way. Which dream?
So, I think I have a list of about 200 right now going.
Yeah. Yeah, like which one? Is it true love or lots of money or a house by the beach or, yeah, right?
Which one? Yeah.
Exactly.
No, yeah, I actually just started the other day. I draw a card every day, and I drew a card, and it was right. And so I got this idea of starting all these different journals, you know, like one for you, because we usually all have, like, dream journals or gratitude mm-hmm. journals. And mm-hmm. I had this idea to start a wish journal where I was like, you know what? I'm just going to write out my wishes as if they were true. Like, I'm just going to imagine me in this place and time where my wish is true and just write it out. I think Abraham from the Esther and Hicks sort of publication, they have uh-huh. the scripting thing.
Yeah.
And that's sort of what they're doing. And I think I'm up to 25 pages now of different wishes.
Wow. So you weren't kidding when you said that.
Yeah, so I get to what the 200 wishes definitely it's the way it is. But I think that's how we should be always, right? Always.
We should be.
As much as we can, you know?
Right.
And asking the universe for as much as we can, because I think we sometimes ask for too little, if anything, because we feel guilty, but we should ask as much as we can.
Right, and your wish is my command, that kind of thing.
Yeah,
so what
I mean,
think about, you bring about.
Yeah, people shop till they drop. They might as well wish till they drop too, you know?
Wish till you drop. I like that. You could wish till you drop. That's true. I mean, there's so many choices. I've written a couple of books, and I usually sign them Dreams Really Do Come True, because I've had so many come true lately, you know, in the last few years, that I just wanted to encourage people. Dreams really do come true, and that's why I was playing that song. I have a couple of different versions of A Dream is a Wish Your Heart Makes. So tell us about yourself, Juan Carlos. You're quite a talented young man. So go ahead.
Thank you. All right. Well, let's see. Well, I'm an art student. I'm currently a junior in art school. I am going for fine art and graphic design. In the process of when I finish, hopefully going into art therapy. I want to blend my artistic skill definitely with my spiritual gifts, and I definitely try to help as much people as I can. I'm a healer. I've been clairvoyant for as long as I can remember.
Wow.
As a little kid, it was hard at first. As an indigo, sometimes I can have a little bit of a temper. Which is typical indigo sort of characteristic, where we tend to be a little fiery.
Really?
Very passionate. So growing up, I think I had sort of a little bit of the hard time that most of us who identify in the sort of earth angel realm experience, which is that sort of don't really quite fit in growing up. So, but I had an amazing grandmother who was very, very encouraging, who was very helpful. Actually, everything I know, or most of the things I know because of her, who was very connected to spirit, who was very encouraging, and who was also gifted. She was also clairvoyant. So she understood when I told her, Graham, I see things that I don't think people are seeing.
Right.
So that was,
and you knew she'd understand.
Yeah, definitely. She was always very encouraging. She would always tell me these awesome stories, and always would talk to me about the gods and the angels and all the different realms out there. And I think that was sort of my stepping stone, I think, towards, you know, doing what I'm doing now, which is the healing work. Because I used to see people come into our house as a kid. And you know this, when you're working with someone and they're seeking healing, they sort of seem a little dim. Their inner light is kind of dim, and they don't glow as much as someone who's really accepted their power, who's really accepted that they're a divine, perfect child of God. So I used to see people walk into the house, and they would seem kind of dim, and then they would leave the house, and they would be bright. It wasn't until later that I realized that what I was seeing was sort of their reconnection to the light, you know, their reconnection to Source.
And was that because of something your grandmother was doing?
Yeah, she would do healing. She would do tarot readings and palm readings, and she would channel the angels and the guides for them. And that's how I really started sort of going, wait a minute, there's something here, you know? There's something beautiful in this interaction that's going on. And that sort of piqued my interest as a kid. You know, growing up was a little hard because I sort of getting concerned with fitting in. which I think we all do, and I think that's why people, especially adults, have a hard time sort of overriding the ego and connecting with their own intuition,
mm-hmm.
because we're sort of told, no, you're not, that's not real, or you're not supposed to see that, or that's not possible.
Mm-hmm.
And I, like, for me personally, I remember one of my biggest events that happened to me that I think sort of blocked me for a long time from my own clairvoyance. So I was outside of school and I was picking trash up and putting it in a bag, and one of my teachers looks at me and he goes, what are you doing? And I go, well, the fairies told me if I could help out and clean up.
Mm-hmm.
And this guy tells me, stop making things out for attention. You're not seeing anything. Grab the bag from my hand and threw all the trash on the floor.
Aww.
And that's when I was like, oh, wait, no, what I'm doing is there's something wrong here. So it sort of bothered me for a while. And I think a lot of people sort of experience that, you know?
Right.
And forget that, in truth, we really all are psychic. You know, we all are connected to the divine. We all can see angels or feel them or hear them or, you know, get sort of data packets dropped into our head from the divine, you know?
Hmm. Yeah.
I think it's really important for all of us to remember.
Yeah.
And I think I said it the other night when we were chatting.
Mm-hmm.
It's sort of like we all can ride a bike. Just some of us need the training wheels for a few days. Others
mm-hmm.
need the training wheels for a few months.
Mm-hmm.
You know, being psychic or being intuitive or being connected to the divine is sort of like working a muscle. You have to work at it.
Yeah.
And I think sometimes we're a little afraid of putting that work into it because we've been so conditioned to think that we can't do it.
Yeah, and it requires us to step into an area that is not as widely accepted, although that is definitely changing
mm-hmm.
nowadays. So, well, I'm excited to have you on here, but I wanted to tell you we do have a caller. You want us to find out who it is and see if they
yes,
want to
yeah.
ring?
Yeah?
Yeah. Okay, let's find out. Hi, caller with area code 970. This is April. Who's this?
Hi, April. It's Luna from Facebook.
Hi.
Hi. Hi, this is so wild. I didn't expect, I've never done a call on a radio before, so this is really
well, welcome. We promise
awesome.
Not to,
yeah.
We promise not to bite. This is Juan Carlos.
Hi, Juan Carlos. How are you?
I'm great. How are you, darling?
I'm good. So, April, I just want to tell you, good for you for having this radio show. That is so awesome. I know we post things on each other's pages a lot. And this is good for you. It's so awesome. I listened to you the other night, and I'm just
aww.
So it's great.
Aw, thank
you. And I just did the certified angel card reading as well, both of them.
Oh,
I did both
congratulations.
Of them.
Yes, did you get your diploma? Your
certificate? I did.
Okay.
I got it the same day you got yours.
Oh, good. Yay.
You posted
it,
and I was like, yeah, I got mine too. So anyway. So I just tuned in because I saw on your Facebook, you're like, oh, anyone wants to call, go ahead. So
yeah.
I didn't really prepare with a question,
mm-hmm.
but I would love an angel message.
Okay.
And
Juan Carlos is super gifted. He called in the other night, and he was right on about me. Juan Carlos, are you picking
yay.
Anything up on, is it Luna, like the moon?
Yes, like the moon.
Oh, beautiful name. Juan Carlos, are you getting anything on Luna?
Yeah, first, Luna, I absolutely love your energy. You're really, I love it. You're so happy. It's so contagious. I absolutely love it. I'm getting for you, working on your clairsentience, I feel like a lot of your messages come through your emotions, and especially your
yeah.
heart chakra. I see they're showing me that your heart chakra is a little unbalanced.
Okay.
And that can happen for a few reasons. Sometimes we give too much of ourselves, and don't receive enough. So what they're saying is right now, in order, you know, as you are progressing in your spiritual path in terms of reading you know, taking the classes for the Certified Angel Card Readers. They want you to work on your heart chakra, which is going to be your connection to your clairsentience, which is going to help you develop even further and quicker in being able to connect to you, to your cards. And, you know, some meditation, some mirror work is going to be good for you. So to build
some
confidence.
What work?
Mirror work.
What
do you, you stand in front of the mirror and you do affirmations.
Oh, okay.
Like you say, so, I love you, I love you, I love you. And like Louise Hay talks about mirror work a lot, how important that is.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm familiar.
Okay.
Yeah. So that's what they're showing me. They're saying follow your heart.
Okay.
In terms of, are you thinking about making like a big career change? Like, are you thinking of shifting sort of from your like 9-to-5 job towards a more spiritually oriented job?
Well, you know, I have just made a huge career change, or I'm in the midst of it. I've been doing massage and energy work and craniosacral therapy and all that kind of stuff for 15 years or, you know, 14 years. And I've read angel cards forever, but not forever, but for 14 years.
That's long enough.
But yeah, but not formally, you know. And then I took the courses, and I was just like, oh, this is great. However, it was kind of interesting that I took that course right when I had decided to kind of transition out of doing. Oh, and I teach yoga too. I'm also a yoga teacher, and I opened a company. I started a business. And so I'm kind of transitioning out of doing the massage work for my income. You know, I want to continue doing energy work and craniosacral. I love it, but I don't want to have to rely on it for my income anymore. And since I've made that decision, I love it even more, you know, because I still will get paid for it, of course, because, you know, I need to do that. But I'm not relying on it for my income anymore. So I'm so much happier there. So then I'm like, okay, I've got all this, you know, I've got to spend all my time on this business. Why am I taking an angel reading course? But I did follow my heart. I was like, well, because I am, and it's the right time, and I'm so thrilled, and I know this is going to really connect with my business. And one of the things I want to do, kind of for the business, but not so much, but I want to have a radio show too. And I saw April, you're doing that Get Confidence in a radio show. Because while I'll tell you what my business is. But I listen to Doreen and I listen to Hay House Radio, and I listen to all these really spiritual life affirming things as I'm making my product. And I swear it's like infused into it and it just making them yummy. So my company is called One Blissful World. And it started out because I love raw food, and I'm really just, it's disdainful to me what is going on with the GMOs and that you can't find, you can't get anything anywhere. And I love to snack. So I was working on something one day and it popped into my head. I'm like, oh, I'll make chocolate. And then that morphed into, well, I love to snack. Why don't I do snack foods? And so I make raw nut and seed crackers and kale crisps.
Oh, wow.
And then it's going to morph into skincare, coconut oil-based and cacao butter-based skincare. Anything, and also, too, it kind of tied in. Sorry, I'm babbling. But tied in with massage because I was disgusted by even the lotions that are out there to put on people. So I started using coconut oil. I started making my own because I don't think you should put anything on your body that you can't put in your body.
That's
kind of how it all started. Yeah.
I love that. Yeah. I just went to it and I see you're changing the world one snack at a time. Which
that's
did you steal that from me?
No. But I saw your thing, and I was like, oh, my God, that how just serendipitous is that, you know?
Yeah,
enlightening the world, I think you said, one radio show.
Yes, that's the motto of the Angel Radio Network, is changing the world one radio show at a time. So it's like,
I did not. Exactly. I had that. We've had that for a while. But I love it, you know, and I've been seeing it lately. So to me, you know, I kind of am in the space of following my heart, but so yes, to answer your question after a long soliloquy for me, I am transitioning my job.
Good.
I am moving into something new, and I you know, it's going to be our website's not up yet, but I want it to be a big internet store too, where people can find products that I have researched, believe in, and that think can, you know, assist you in your life and things like that.
Here you are. Okay, Luna Annie Carr Richards. That's you.
Yeah.
Okay, I found you on
yeah.
one. If you go to facebook.com/onebliss-world, and blissful
yes.
is two S's but one L, because
yes.
sometimes I get kind of Sark-like, which is like Sark, you know, Sarah Ann Rainbow Kennedy. She does all those juicy books. And whenever I do full, I type full with two L's on purpose. And so I typed yours with two L's and it didn't show up. So it's one L, blissful, which is the normal way to spell it, by the way. But,
yeah,
but,
but that's why I suggest.
Right. But, wow, so Juan Carlos, you are so awesome. You picked right up on everything she was talking about, or before she did, yeah.
I just want to tell you, Luna, that you have the Ascended Master Hilarion with you, who is one of the Ascended Masters associated with energy healing. And
yes.
Do you know anything about him?
I do, and I love him, and I'm seeing his color right now as you say it.
Yeah, he's definitely around you. So in terms of the website and everything else, he's giving me the big thumbs up. He's taking care of it. He's helping you along. So you're good. You're good, girl. You're ready to go.
All right. And, you know, that is so amazing, because I do. I love Ascended Masters and the Archangels. And Hilarion has been coming up for me, like, but I haven't really been paying a lot of attention. I've just been kind of like, oh, that's nice. Maybe that's really Raphael. So, you know, because Raphael's a deeper green and Hilarion's
right.
a lighter green.
Right.
So I was like, well, maybe it's Raphael I'm seeing, because I talk to him a lot because I'm a healer.
Yeah.
So, oh, that's good to know about
Hilarion.
I love him.
Hilarion is one of those Ascended Masters that if we don't pay attention, he will find ways to get our attention. So he will find. Hey, if you I love the snacks, the organic snacks and the raw snacks. If you want, on my own page on Facebook, if you want to come over and post a link to your stuff, go ahead. There's a lot of
absolutely.
Us in that page who would love to try out those snacks.
Tell her the name of your
cool.
page.
And
yeah, tell her the name of your page.
It's Modern Oracle, so it's facebook.com/modernoracle.
Yeah.
Modern Oracle. Okay, I will definitely do that. And our website, hopefully, it's going to be up next week. But I'll definitely go and like your page and then post stuff. So thank
yeah,
you
post
for that.
All the info.
I'm loving the networking going on right now. I'm loving it.
I know, you know, and that's why partly too, because I think I found you from the Certified Angel page.
Yes, yeah.
You know, and then I see your stuff a lot, and you know, and I so yeah, so this is just wild.
Yeah.
I do have a question now, because when I was calling and I was thinking, well, what would I ask? And I was thinking, what I would ask if you know, I'm on the right track with One Blissful World. And so I'm getting a big yes from Hilarion saying,
yes,
yeah, I'm on the right
yes.
path, and that's excellent. I love him. That is so interesting. Well, thank you so much.
Well, Luna, I pulled a couple of cards before you asked your question, and the first card I got was the Nine of Water.
Oh, goodness.
Which is, for people who don't know, that is the Wish Comes True card. That's like the best card ever.
Yay.
That you can have. And we
Yay.
And Juan Carlos and I were talking about making a list of our wishes, a wish list.
Uh-huh.
And here it is. You get the first card out of the deck. Here is your wish comes true. Concerns fade away. A love of life. So there you go. You're on the right track, girl.
Oh, that's awesome. That's so great to hear. That's so great to hear.
Awesome.
Well, I'm so glad I called. I was just getting ready to go to bed, and I'm like, oh, there April says call in.
I know. You know. I do that every now and then. I'm kind of just playing it by ear. I like to just play some. I love to do readings, and I love to play music, and it just works for me sometimes. And then Juan Carlos, he's my unofficial co-host tonight. You know, I think Juan Carlos and you should both have your own radio shows, and join the Radio Confidence group. I'm going to be putting a class together, but you can go to facebook.com/radioconfidence, and I will teach you how to do all this, and you can do this and have fun and play online.
Yes, and I did. I think I just liked your page this morning.
I saw that. Thank
that
you.
That Radio Confidence, yeah.
Yeah. And there's a book, too, that if you go to radioconfidence.com, you can buy the book. But, you know, that'll be part of the class, and that'll be coming out probably later this week, or this month, rather, I should say. But I want to launch it before I move, because, you know, when you move, then everything's kind of crazy. So, this is so great. Glad you called in.
I am too. Now, wait, you're moving from Atlanta to
Myrtle Beach, South Carolina.
Okay.
But
well, very exciting.
Yeah, it's good. So, and you're going to be staying put because you're right on track with the kale snacks and the other changing the world one snack at a time. I love that.
I love that.
And we're going to have more and more. Like, we'll come back to chocolate. Like, that's how it all started with the chocolate. We will make chocolate eventually.
That was my next question. Don't forget the chocolate.
Yes.
That's so important to
me. No, I love chocolate. And it was definitely angel-infused chocolate, for sure.
Yeah, angel-infused.
Like that.
Yeah.
That makes a good name, angel-infused chocolate.
Okay, I love that. I hadn't thought of that before either. That's good. Yeah, I love it. If you look at our label, and I don't think there's a picture of our label on my page, but I am going to post one soon. But our first ingredient, so special to me, our first ingredient is gratitude. I think that,
and I
love it because it truly, you know, to me it ties in with healing because it's just healing from a different aspect, you know, because everything, what we eat, you know, the body work we get, what we do for ourselves, it's all so important.
You know what, Luna?
I think sometimes
we also do so much energy healing work and meditation, and then we go and eat this food, you know, filled with pain energy or that's not great for our bodies, and we sort of undo that work we put in.
Absolutely.
You know, we overlook it.
So much. And I'm even getting to the point, and I'm not like a freak about it, but I'm getting to the point where I don't even want to eat out because I don't know what's going on in the kitchen. It's like, someone's pissed off at their wife, and so that energy's going into the food. So, and again, like, I'm not, you know, I'm not like, oh, no, can't go. But, you know, I do, like, I make sure I bless my food because it's like, you know, please, you know, thank you for giving me nutrients. May it be, you know, free from, like you said, pain and anger.
Wow.
So very important. So when buy our food.
Right.
I do that all the time, too. I do that all the time. I bless my food, like you were saying. And I think it's really, that's something that's really important, too, blessing the food and the drinks that we take in. But I'm excited. I'm excited to try all these snacks. I can't wait.
Yeah.
Oh, good, 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 good. Well, thank you for your thoughts. And I, not to be greedy, but I do have another question because when you brought up the heart chakra, I've been being told by people that my root chakra is really weak.
Mm-hmm.
So do you get anything on that? Because I have been doing a lot of work on it, and I'm hoping that it's more solid.
No, it looks more solid. See, what happens is sometimes when one of our chakras goes a little unbalanced, especially when it goes on for a while, and you know this, it, sort of the entire energy body sort of gets a little out of whack. And sometimes when we give something, you know, the root chakra is so centered on sort of the physical realm, you know, and our heart chakra is so much centered in the emotional realm. So if we focus so much on the physical realm, we sort of, you know, get our emotional realm gets a little out of whack. You know, it's like a seesaw that we have to balance. So I feel it's well balanced. Your root chakra is well balanced. All the work you put in might have unbalanced it a little bit, but no worries, because you're good with emotions. You're good with, because you're such a natural healer and you're such a happy, outgoing person. You know, it's obviously it's very contagious. I can feel your energy and I'm all excited and happy when I go hug people and things. So you won't have a problem balancing that up right up. But yeah, but it looks
okay,
good.
And
your entire body looks good. Just a little balance on the heart chakra that we were showing, but that would take you a few seconds. Actually, you know, it's already looking better, just the fact that you're giving it a little bit of attention.
Okay, and I actually can feel some stuff going on in there. It's starting to feel like a little, maybe tingly, a little warm. And I just liked your the Modern Oracle page. It's a picture of an angel with a heart.
Yeah, that's supposed to be a drawing of me, actually.
Okay, so I just liked the page. So awesome. Well, thank you guys so
much. I can't wait to have your stuff up there.
Say that again?
I can't wait to have your stuff on my page.
Oh, me too. I will as soon as I can. And thank you so much, April.
Oh, and thanks for calling in, Luna.
Absolutely. And Juan Carlos, thank you so much. And
thank you.
I'll stay in touch with you guys.
Yes,
okay.
Thank you.
Sure.
Angel blessings for sure. Thank you. Bye.
Blessings right back. Thank you. And thank you so much for the information on Hilarion. I'm gonna set an intention for some communication tonight when I'm sleeping. So
awesome. Right on.
Yeah.
All right,
thanks so much, you guys. Have a great, great evening.
Thank you. We will do that. Thanks, Luna.
All right, bye.
Bye. That's so cool. So I obviously have to ask the questions. You are like you are highly, highly intuitive. So I have been sick for the past couple of days, and that's one of the reasons I wasn't on the air last night, and I was sound asleep. And today was the first day that I started to feel a little bit better, and I still feel like I'm under the weather and need some more rest. But can you tell me what's going on with my body?
And it's going to sound really anticlimactic, but it's just the weather change. It's just the energy change from winter to spring. That's just a little bug. That's all.
Mm-hmm.
It might feel like it's a little bit more because of sort of everything that's going on.
Mm-hmm.
But it's just sort of that switch from winter to spring. You know, it's just that's all it is. Thankfully.
Good. Well, I just was really sick the other day, and I just put out an SOS on, I think you saw that. I stuck it on my Facebook wall. You know, normally I'm not so open about my private life, but I just felt like, wow, I really needed a healer to come forward.
Yeah.
And someone did, and I was able to work with them. And then I have another really awesome friend of mine who has been working with me as well. And I do feel better, but I still feel a little not so fabulous.
Yeah, you know, it's funny because around this time, a lot of people, there's, I call them like two kinds of bugs that go around. There's the love bug, which is, you know, spring sort of brings out the need to want to love and be in relationships with people.
Mm-hmm.
And that sort of lowers our energy level and sort of affects our chakras and sort of gives us a little bit of like energy sickness where we feel like we have a cold or body aches, but it's just sort of our chakras being unbalanced. Or at least that's what I've experienced. And then we have, you know, the typical sort of flu that happens when temperatures, especially like in the if you're in the Northeast like I am, you know, yeah, 2 days ago we had 56, and then today we had like 40. So it makes people sick. So I think sometimes, too, when you're sick, you sort of, because you're in bed, you sort of processing a lot of information of the things that sort of were going on.
Yeah.
And your ego, let me tell you, when you're in that state, your ego will play, have a field day. It'll go through all the coulda, shoulda, would've in your life. So that affects you, you know, that affects you a little bit more.
Well, I had some really vivid dreams over the past two or three nights, so it's been amazing. And right now, I actually still feel a little feverish right now. So I wasn't sure that I was going to go on the air because of that. But then I thought, well, I'll just sit here and I'll just have a good time. And yeah, I really did have a great day. And so I just wanted to have some time.
Yay, so, and here we are.
Yeah.
You know, it's funny because I went to the doctor yesterday. I had a physical.
Oh,
and
yeah.
I left feeling a little sick. Yeah, this morning I woke up, my throat was a little itchy, and I was a little bit of fever, and I'm like, uh-oh, no. So I loaded up on hot tea, warm tea with honey and lemon and good old, like, home remedies that my grandmother used to do, and I'm feeling a little better.
Oh, good. Yeah, those home remedies. I do a combination. I do essential oils of peppermint and essential oil of lemon with some lemon juice, and then I drink it, and then I drink a lot of water with it. If I can catch something early enough, that's what I do. And it usually works. And I did that the other day, but it didn't catch it in time, whatever was going on with me. And so I've been a little like, ugh. But speaking of love, so I pulled a romance card when I earlier in the first part of the show, and you know, tell me about romance. I'm just going to, you know, I'm going to take advantage of the fact that you're so intuitive and you're here and you're a captive audience. We don't have anybody else calling in right now. So tell me about my future. What's going to happen with me and my romance someday?
All right.
Anything?
So just give me 1 second to tune in.
Sure.
And see what's going on here.
Sure. Ooh, I could play some music, some Archangel Michael music.
Oh, that's good. Okay, so right away, they're showing me forgiving and healing. And, you know, it's really forgiving and healing of yourself, forgiving yourself. Of all the coulda, shoulda, would've. That's really important right now.
It is.
So it's going to be a process that obviously we know, as anybody who's ever had been in a relationship and broken up, it's not easy. But you can do it, you know, obviously you can do it, we've all done it. And I actually see a little bit of a time spending alone. I don't really see you getting into a relationship before the next 6 months, maybe after. But for the next 6 months, I see you sort of, you know, right now I feel like your relationship is with your babies in terms of ideas, in terms of your business. That's who you are, you're married to right now.
Mm-hmm.
And it's great because sort of going through this, it's going to help you heal yourself, because you're going to, all these sort of coulda, shoulda, would've that you are thinking are going to get dismantled by the business progress that you're going to make, by the people, the connections that you're going to make in as you progress in your business. So it's going to be less intrusive in terms of your ego, so it's going to be easier to heal. You know what I mean? Because sometimes, like when I'm working with people, and we're working on healing, one of the things that I tell them is we have to do things. I work with what I call color therapy, which is I pair colors and affirmations together, and you sort of, you know, sort of meditate on the color and repeat the affirmation. And one of the reasons why I think that works is because that practice sort of bores our ego and it puts it asleep. So that defense that we have up, it just sort of quiets it down, and then that thought, that feeling, that those words can go right to the source. So for you as you progress in your business sort of path and as you continue to expand your empire, let's call it that.
Yeah,
you will use this to heal and better your love life. And it actually, they're showing me that your next partner you will meet through one of your events. I'm not sure if you're planning other than the Facebook events, but it's a physical event. So it's you're going to be planning a physical event, and that's when you're going to meet your next partner.
And it's
going to start like a good sort of business. What they're showing me is a business partnership.
Mm-hmm.
He's going to come in, and you're going to be all business,
mm-hmm.
and he's going to be all, you know, stars in his eyes, and then eventually you're just going to catch up.
Oh, I can't wait.
Me neither. I can't wait for you to tell me all about it.
I can't wait. Yeah, I mean, that'll be lots of fun to have that. And I keep being told that, by the way, so I just want to affirm and confirm everything you just said. That's what I hear all the time. Right now, and it'll be through like some kind of business situation, and then it'll evolve. So thank you for that.
Thank you. You know, it's kind of awesome as a reader when you get feedback, you know, because it helps to, because even I get a little like, wait, am I saying the right thing, you know?
Right.
Is it true? So it's good to get sort of feedback.
Confirmation. Yeah. Yeah, it's true. Because like I remember one time I was doing a reading for someone, and she was asking me about her love life, and I just got this really strong impression that this guy was going to be driving a red truck, and she was going to meet him as she was leaving a Christmas party. Like they were going to pass each other in the driveway, in the parking lot. And I thought, I can't say that to her. That sounds too flaky. And, you know, it's just like too weird. And then the Doreen Virtue, she said, you know, just say whatever you're told, no matter how wacky you think it is, just say it. And so I said it to her, and she's like, my old boyfriend drives a red pickup truck, and he works at that place, and that is the Christmas party I'm going to. And I was like, seriously? Like,
how awesome is that, right?
Right. I was like, I got that right? I can't believe I got that right. It was just like, the whole day I was like, I got that right?
Doing the happy dance.
I know. I was like, that's too bizarre. Like, and then I'm sure you had the same experience. I mean, do you do reading?
Oh, yeah.
Can people call you for a reading?
I do. Well, right now, because of my school schedule, it's a little crazy. So I do email readings. I do it through an Etsy shop that I have. So I do email readings because it's a little bit easier for me to sort of fit in with my schedule. But it's so fun when I get feedback from people, and they're like, they tell me this and this and this was right on and this. And then the one thing that I saw, they were going to say, are you crazy? I never did this. What is wrong with you? Why would you even say that? Is the one thing that they really make sure to specify to me that was right on point.
Wow.
So it's really cool. Yeah, it's really cool. It is
cool to be an angel reader, because the other night, I think it was the night that you called in, somebody, she had muted herself, and every time I kept trying to open the line, she wouldn't answer, and I can't remember her name right now. And finally, I just felt really impressed to go ahead and do the reading, and the reading was, like, spot on, even though I had not spoken with her. And with that, we have a caller, so I'm going to find out who this is. Hi, this is April. Who's this?
Hi, April. My name is Barbara. I'm just listening to your show.
Hi, Barbara. Welcome to the show. This is Juan Carlos.
Hi, Barbara.
Hi, Juan Carlos.
Hi.
I'm on your page. I saw your post, and I said, oh, I'll call in.
Oh, well, we're
supposed
to
hear. Yeah, I heard you talking about romance. So I'm like, oh, sure, I'd like to hear about my romance.
Yeah, right?
Well, my lack thereof.
I know, right? So, Juan Carlos, you want to do that while I do some shuffling? You want to take it? Or?
Sure. So, Barbara, I see Mother Mary with you right now. And right now it seems to be the general theme of the night, huh? It's about nurturing yourself right now. I think one of the important things when we don't seem to be attracting romance or love, it's because we're not taking the time to really, really take care of ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
And that's important. You know, it's the good old, if you can't love yourself, how are you going to love anybody else? Now, I'm not
right.
saying that you don't love, I'm not saying that you don't, you're not loving yourself, but that you are not loving yourself enough. You know, you just
mm-hmm.
love yourself as hard as you can and really work with just, you know, I was talking to the previous caller about mirror work, sitting in front of the mirror and telling yourself, you know, I love myself. I am perfect the way I am. I am amazing. One of the things that I do, actually, if you have like an iPhone or an Android, is start a notepad, like little list, and
mm-hmm.
write my soulmate is, and write descriptions of the soulmate, of the next partner that you want. How do you want them to be? Do you want them to be funny? Do you want them to be intelligent? Do you want them to love to read? Do you want them to love to cuddle? Write all that, and every day, look at one of those things and be that. So if you want someone who works out, that day, focus on working out, or that entire week, focus on working out. So you match the vibration, and that's sort of what is needed or encouraged for you to do at this moment. Really, you're in a place where you are ready. You are ready to call that soulmate. You are ready to call that next relationship. So in this little bit of time in between you and it happening, make it the best it can be by really getting in there and telling, you know, the universe, God, and the ascended masters and the angels, this or better, but this is the list of qualities that I want to have. And not only do I want them on him I'm going to be this person too. You know, I'm going to match this vibration.
Mm-hmm.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, it makes sense. So, but at this point, you don't really see, like, anybody coming up. It's just kind of preparing for them, so to speak.
It's very near. I'm going to say around 3 months. It's what they're showing me. See, timing is this is one of the things I do. I want you to understand, too, is timing can be a little off. For us, you know, timing doesn't work the same in the spiritual world. But around 3 months, and probably even less. But take this time to sort of really match them vibrationally. But this is going to be a quick boom, boom, boom relationship. It's going to be like you're going to meet, you're going to fall in love, and you're going to move to the next step.
Wow.
It's not like somebody I know already. It's going to be just somebody that...
Well, let me jump in here. The cards that I pulled, I felt prompted very strongly to get the romance cards out, and I was told for you to keep an open mind that your soulmate may differ from your usual type and expectations. So it's going to be not the guy that you normally would be drawn to. And also, religious factors are going to play a role in this. Your love life is influenced by your religious upbringing and spiritual path. And then the third card I pulled for you was trust, and this situation is calling for you to have faith. So I think it's very much like what Juan Carlos was saying, which is to have faith and trust in yourself. But also, I think the angels are saying, you know, keep an open mind. This isn't going to be the usual guy that you normally would be drawn to.
Yeah, it's just I've been getting conflicting kind of, because I read my own cards sometimes, and it's kind of like, sometimes I get, like, I'll see a picture of me with, like, pretty much like what you would say is a twin flame, like, the exact match for me, and then sometimes I'll, like, see, like, the opposite, so I'm kind of like, I don't know if it depends on which path I go is how I'll end up, kind of like.
You know what happens, too? I have this issue or this problem that I have a hard time reading for myself because when you read for yourself, your ego is loud, is extremely loud. So it's a little hard to read for yourself. But if it helps, definitely it feels very close to a twin flame. I'm not 100% if it's a twin flame, so I'm not going to tell you that it is. But it feels really close to something like that because it feels that it's going to be really fast. You know, it's going to be you guys meet, you guys fall in love, you guys move to the next step. You know, it's going to be like a quick, you both are going to know it's right. You both are going to look, it's going to be like one of these falling in love at first sight things. Kind of like that quick, you know. So that's why maybe you're getting the twin flame image, because it's going to feel very quick.
And that's why, like, I wasn't sure if maybe there was, like, maybe two options. Because the three cards you gave me are the ones I get all the time. So.
Yeah. And we do, one of the things, too, you have to, I want you to know is that we always have free will. I can tell you, you know, I'm telling you what may happen. The future is not written in stone. So through it all, you always have free will. So there's always more than one path. One of the things that I'm going to recommend for you is, if you're feeling a little stressed, let's say if you're feeling a little down about like your romance life or something like that, don't do a romance reading. Do a different kind of reading. Grab a different set of cards and do a reading. What do I need to know to feel better? Sometimes we can influence the cards, especially if you're very intuitive. You can actually end up pulling the cards that you want to pull. So if at that moment you're not feeling well emotionally about your romantic life, you can actually pull cards that are going to throw you a little off and make you feel a little uneasy about the situation. So what I recommend, and I do this too, is when I'm feeling down about a specific thing, I don't go right into reading it about it. I read about something else. I read about my career or my week. And then maybe a few hours when I'm feeling more calm, then I go back to it.
Nice. Well, Barbara, I hope that helps you. We're going to have to take another caller here, but good luck with everything, and I hope you'll keep us posted. Thanks.
I will. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank
Bye-bye.
You.
And we have another caller here, and we only have a few minutes. So area code 702. Hi, this is April. Who's this?
Hi there. My name's Alexis.
Hi, Alexis.
Hey,
how are you?
I'm fine. How are you guys doing?
We're doing great, but we only have a little bit of time left, so do you have a question? You want a reading?
Very briefly, because you only have a couple minutes. I just found out about the show tonight, so that's why I'm calling right now.
Okay.
Anyways, I have a question for you. What do you feel about myself and my ex-boyfriend in our situation? Do you think we're going to get back together again or no?
Okay. I guess we both need to tune in about that one, huh, Juan Carlos?
Yeah.
Because I'm currently married, and I don't know if he's divorced or if he's currently single or what the story is, but do you think I should give it another shot, or do you think I should forget about the whole situation altogether?
Well, first, honey, I see a lot of unhealthy attachment. I see a lot of drama. The energy is not good for you. It doesn't feel good for you.
Okay.
I get a little bit of a sense of like desperation when you're around him almost, and some fear. So I want to do, if you don't mind closing your eyes and taking a deep breath with me, I want to clear your energy a little bit, because it's a little heavy, and I feel like it's making you feel really uneasy. It's making you feel maybe a little not well. If you give me permission, I want to go ahead and with Archangel Michael vacuum you. And if you want to take a deep breath with me right now.
Okay.
All right, so let's take a deep breath together. Good.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So calling on Archangel Michael to help you vacuum and lift all that energy from you. Okay? I honestly don't think this is a good thing for you. It just doesn't feel, you know, and I feel like you have been thinking like this the past few days.
Yeah, so in other words, what you're saying, just give it up.
Can I just jump in here real quickly?
Go ahead. Go ahead.
I think also the cards that I got, my feeling was also that this is a sign of codependence. And the first card that I pulled was one of great sadness, a time to heal and forgive yourself, which I thought was interesting. And the other card I got for you was the release card, which is part of the Angel Tarot deck, which means it's the end of a phase or situation. It's time to move on is what it literally says, time to move on. So I think that you kind of knew this. And
okay.
You were looking for, is that right? You kind of knew.
Yeah, because you know what? You know, it's been since the latter part of last August, and we were kind of like going back and forth, and then all of a sudden there was nothing, and here we are, April of 2013,
mm-hmm.
and I just wanted to know what was going to be transpiring going on into the future, you know?
Mm-hmm. Well, in the future, you have a lot to celebrate in the future. My future card for you is a need to have more fun and to be happier, to do some forgiveness work, and you'll find happiness that way. But the other thing I felt very strongly impressed was to give you a hug. Like, you need a hug really, really much.
Oh, that's
a lot.
So sweet.
Yeah. It's from
that's
the
so
angels.
Sweet.
And I wish I could give you a hug right now.
That's
I can,
okay.
Oh,
you're giving me a hug over the air, so that
yes,
means a lot to me.
I want you to know, sweetheart, that the angels are with you, and they know that what's happening. And I think it was really great that Juan Carlos was able to pinpoint all that and help you to release some of that energy.
Because, in other words, I should just forget about the whole thing and just go on with my life.
I think you should focus on becoming a happy person. Yeah.
Yeah,
because I went back to my marriage and I thought it was going to work out and, you know, the whole thing, yada, 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 promises, and all of a sudden I got wind that things are getting really bad for him.
Right.
You know, and things are getting much better for me because I left the situation because I told him the truth and he couldn't handle it. And then he called me back, and, you know, he apologized and all this garbage, and then all of a sudden now nothing, you know?
So what you need to do is love yourself and forgive and then go have more fun. That's the best thing you can do. And I have to say goodbye. I'm so sorry because we need to wrap the show.
Yeah, because you know what? Now I'm getting on with my career. Now I have a clear head and clear heart. Now I can get on with the rest of my life, you know?
Awesome. Well, I hope
that
helped you.
That's what I wanted to know. So just forget about them all together and just go on with my marriage.
Go on with being happy. Whatever makes you
happy.
Okay, honey. Thank
you. Okay, thank you so much. Have a good night.
Bye.
Thank
you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Oh, I feel sad because I know how hard that is when you want something to work out and it just can't sometimes.
No.
We only have a couple of minutes, and I just wanted to thank you so much for jumping on the air with me and being my co-host.
Thank you for having me. That was a blast. We have to do it again.
Yes, absolutely. We can do this. You know, I've got it scheduled for midnight to 2 a.m. Eastern time, you know, every night. But, you know, it really just depends on what's happening in my life. And I used to have everything all nice and neat and tidy and scheduled. But right now my life is a little bit in the state of flux. So I'm just kind of jumping on the air when I want to. And gosh, I love having you with me. You are so gifted.
Thank you.
And we've got to get you writing a book too. So we'll get you a.
Do you know
radio
what's funny? I'm writing a book actually. I'm writing a book about color therapy. It's called Roses Are Red. Roses Are Red. The Sky Is Blue. I Use Green for Healing, and So Should You. That's what's going to be the title.
I have to send you a private message because I have this. If you go to manifestyourbooknow.com, you'll see that this is an online class that I have. I would love to put you in my class. So let me send you a private message later. I want you to publish that book. That's going to be awesome. I love that title. Awesome. The title is Half the Battle. So there you go.
Yep.
It really is. Well, you are one talented young man, I tell you.
Oh, thank you.
So glad to have you. Have to have met you. You know, I mean, Facebook really does put people together. We would never have met otherwise.
Right,
I know. I was lamenting about how it's so impersonal sometimes. But you know what? I wouldn't have met so many people if I hadn't. So,
yeah,
God bless Facebook. Okay. Well, you have a wonderful evening, Juan Carlos. Thanks for calling in, and I will talk to you soon.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thanks. Bye. Oh, everyone, I want to thank you so much for listening to the Divine Connector Radio Show. I'm April Reynolds, and this is the Angel Radio Network, and I'm so grateful to have you listen and appreciate everyone that called in. What a fun night this was. So I really want to encourage you to just try again tomorrow night at midnight Eastern time, and that's 9 p.m. Pacific. So I'll be back then. And so I thank you, and I will send you angel blessings and a big hug, and I hope that you have a beautiful day tomorrow. Thanks. Good night.
You've been listening to the Divine Connector Radio Show with your host, April Reynolds, on the Angel Radio Network. Visit www.divineconnector.net to connect with April. Thank you for listening. And don't forget to join April again next Sunday at 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for another hour of great radio. The Angel Radio Network, changing the world by enlightening the world, one radio show at a time. You're listening to The Divine Connector with April Reynolds here on the Angel Radio Network. And now, back to the show.
You're listening to the Angel Radio Network. Enlightening the world, one radio show at a time.